The siblings were getting older, and they had a farm to run, so they sent away for an orphan boy. But they got a girl instead. Anne. That's Anne with an E. And as you've probably figured out by now, that's the setup for L.M. Montgomery's classic novel, Anne of Green Gables. In the century since she wrote it, it's sold millions of copies, and it's been adapted for film, also for TV, with both live-action and animated versions. And of course, there have been many musical and dramatic versions for the stage. Bloomington's own Constellation Stage and Screen will be presenting a new stage adaptation by Catherine Bush on November 10th through the 27th. And I'm joined in the studio by Mallory Matoxin, who directed it, and Alexa Norbeck, who plays Anne. Mallory and Alexa, welcome.
Thank you.
So before we get into the production, I'm curious if this story was important to either of you when you were growing up.
I never read the book growing up, but I was, like, exposed to Anne of Green Gables with, like, the TV show, the movie, and I just knew who her character was. Growing up, it was very nice to have, like, a character who's, like, your age that's, like, so true to herself, especially, like, during middle school.
Yeah, she's so young. And that's one of the things I love so much about this play. It's about a young girl finding home and building home, which you'll see in our set design. Erin's done a fantastic job of making an amazing set where the community builds this home with Anne based off of each experience they have with her. And not only building home in like the physical sense, but in the community sense too.
There are so many versions of this story out there already. Was it a challenge to make it your own?
I've actually done an Anne of Green Gables play before. It was a different adaptation. And with this one, all the characters are so grounded, I feel like, in reality. And they just feel so real to me. The other one was a lot more theatrical and like a play.
Sometimes the theatricality of a play can be a bit much, especially if you're sensitive to loud noises or bright lights, or you just need more flexibility as an audience member. So for both of their kids' shows this season, that's Anne of Green Gables and Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus, Constellation is putting on a sensory-friendly performance. They worked with an organization that supports people with autism, but it's for anyone. This is Mallory's first time directing for Constellation, but she agrees we could be less uptight about our expectations for theater audiences.
Theater's for everyone, and it's just about adapting our mentality from this, like, everyone must be quiet in the audience, there should be no audience interaction, when actually, like, that is so fun for performers, and maybe...
If an audience is quiet, I'm scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Yeah, exactly. I love it as an audience member when people are shouting at the characters on stage. Like, you know, we obviously don't want to completely break the fourth wall unless it's called for in the script or we've chosen to do that. But I love it when people get super engaged in the stories. And I think, like, creating space for folks to do that and making caretakers, giving them space to feel more comfortable and saying, like, this is a performance, like, where we're making sure that there's going to be other people there on the spectrum. There's going to be parents with younger children that, you know, maybe haven't been exposed to theater there, seeing it for the first time. Like, creating space for that is so important.
What are you most excited about for the show?
My wig. I've always wanted to have bangs.
Oh, I'm excited for an audience. I can't wait.
That's a very close runner-up with the wig. Very close runner-up.
Not quite as good as the wig, but pretty close. Okay, well, Mallory Matoxin, Alexa Norbeck, thank you so much for coming in and talking.
Of course, thank you for having us.
Constellation's Anne of Green Gables runs November 10th through 27th at the Waldron Arts Center. You can find more information at cconstellation.org. That's SEEconstellation.org. For WFIU Arts, I'm Alex Chambers.